Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier. Happy to welcome in now Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for TheNode.com. Chrissy, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all? Good to talk to you.
Chrissy, great to have you on. Man, it was heartbreak to see it because Pelicans had that game against the Nuggets. It slips away in overtime. The one bright spot certainly come out of there is Jordan Hawkins, and I think in this year, you're kind of looking for a bright spot here or there. You're not getting it consistent with Jordan, but, man, for him to get 25 points in that game, that certainly was big for Jordan. And, you know, I know one thing he can shoot. Now, I wish he'd play a little better defense, but I do know one thing. He can put the ball in that round circle pretty well. So coming out of that game, it gave you a little bit of hope that this young man is developing into a really good shooter in the NBA.
Yeah, and for a second-year player, it's really nice to see him advance and grow the way that he has. He's really developed that three-point shot even more than he did as a rookie last year. So that's been great to see because, obviously, with all the injuries, the Pelicans have needed somebody, multiple people really, to step up and do some things that we weren't expecting to see this season.
Chrissy, I think the other thing, too, is we saw, and it surprised me a little bit. I'd watched him in college in that one year at Baylor, but Mise and what he's been able to do with this team, and you see a young man that has just picked up this game so quickly. I remember before the season, this is probably 3 weeks before the season, we had Jen Hale on, and Jen had told me, even before we went on the air, that, Mike, I'm telling you, the Pelicans coaches are saying he's way ahead of what they thought he would be at this stage. Because I thought he would be sort of just a chip player. You know, every once in a while you'll see a few minutes just to kind of, you know, give you a starter, a little bit of a breather. He's done a lot more than that. You think about it against the Nuggets, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 3 block shots. As a former player, you see that, you know, yourself, because you played in the college ranks. But to have that guy come in here, not of a lot of experience, and I don't want to say the NBA's been easy, but it's been easier than I think anyone could have imagined when you watched him in college a year ago.
Yeah, it's been really fun to watch him this season. It's definitely been one of the bright spots that was unexpected. You know, going into the season, it was like, what are we going to do about the center position? And then here you've got this kid coming in that nobody was talking about. No one was saying, oh, we might have a potential rookie of the year candidate playing in New Orleans. I mean, the last time this organization even had that was in 2006 with Chris Paul. And so now you've got somebody that is in the running, and he is so exciting and fun to watch. But the other thing I love about him is that he's hungry. He wants to prove himself out there, and he's taking all the advice, everything he's being given, and he's implementing it every game. And like you said, he's learning so fast. And I think that it's definitely something that's giving some of the other players on the team, you know, something to play for. When you only have 5 wins on the season at this point, it can be a bit discouraging. But they've got this young guy that I think they're all, you know, pulling and rallying around him a bit to try to see what this season could end up being for him.
Chris, the way this season has played out, Steve and I have talked about it, along with Charlie. Somebody eventually is going to become the guy that catches the guillotine, okay, across the neck. And my thing is, if this continues the way it is, I don't see how Willie can get out of January, to be honest with you. And it's not all his fault, but, you know, again, that perception reality part, we win and we finding kind of new ways to lose games. That, do you think Willie can survive this to the end of the year? Personally, for me, I don't see how he'll be able to survive this. No matter if you start to get some of the pieces back healthy, you're so far back right now that eventually that finger is going to get pointed toward you, and you're gonna catch the blade.
Well, the thing is, at some point, someone has to be blamed for what's going on, and you're not going to blame the guys that are injured and can't do anything about it. So typically it is going to fall on the head coach at some point. I mean, I personally think the team's playing hard. I think that they're playing for Willie, and they're doing the best they can. But I mean, they're a broken team. You get one guy back and you trade him for somebody else getting injured at this point. So I think Willie's doing a fine job. I'm not going to say, you know, I could see him being coach of the year at some point, but I think he's doing what he can with what he's got. But I do think I can't see him making it out of the season, even January, like you said, because if things don't turn around at some point, I mean, somebody's got to get blamed for what's going on.
The good news is you get DeJounte Murray back, and we see the facilitator of a guy that can get the guy, you know, someone else in play for a really good shot. We saw it against Denver, 17 points, 15 assists, 8 rebounds, and 6 steals. This is why you made the trade to bring him in. You thought he was going to be the guy to be the facilitator between Brandon Ingram and Zion and Trey Murphy and everyone else involved. Now, he gets hurt, you know, real early in the year, but I think you've seen glimpses of why you made that trade. The only problem is you have so many other guys that you were hoping he could get the ball to is not on the court.
Yeah, and you got to see it in the first game when you had everybody there except for Trey, and you know, but it was exciting. He was doing what we wanted a point guard to do for this team. And I think we all said, oh man, the potential that we knew was there, we're seeing it happen. And then at the end of the first game, he breaks his hand and you're like, oh brother. And now, you know, he's back, but he does have a lot of missing pieces still. So we haven't seen that full potential, but what we have seen, there's so much good there. If we could just get everyone together on the court at some point, I mean, think about it. Jordan Hawkins wouldn't even be a starter typically, but look how well he's playing. Can you imagine having the starting five with the depth of like Jordan Hawkins coming off the bench while you've got Murray facilitating as a point guard? I mean, there's so much that could be there, and we know that's there, but Murray has also been something really great to watch this season. And he's a great point guard overall.
You mentioned those injuries, and I'm just curious. Obviously, there's hopefully some help on the horizon with Jose Alvarado and Zion Williamson expected to be back in the mix next week. Just this offense has been so lacking, and you hear all these trade rumors, but getting Zion at least back into the mix, I think it's got to be obviously crucial for this team right now, because we're just in a tailspin for this season, and I don't even know where fans are thinking right now about, you know, football season's ending, and is anybody thinking about going to Pelicans games?
No, people talking to me more about LSU baseball
right
than the Pelicans. But Chrissy, I think they need somebody to put the jumper cables on the battery, and they haven't found that guy yet. And so hopefully if you can get healthy, maybe together they can slap those jumper cables on that battery.
Yeah, well, we know that Jose Alvarado coming back, he's an energy guy. People want to watch him play. Even if you're losing, you want to watch him. The guy's great. But obviously, if you can get Zion back about the same time as Jose, then things suddenly can start to ramp up. Then we can see, you know, we're still going to be missing Ingram, and Trent Murphy is day-to-day right now. But if you can get Zion back on the court and then see what starts happening, like you said, with DeJounte Murray facilitating, and we've got Herb Jones out there, and then we've got everything happening with Missy. And I mean, there's so much potential out there. I do think things could turn around. So I'm hopeful that come January, things start to pick up, the wins start rolling in, and then you're going to be able to, you know, be excited about basketball season in New Orleans again.
Chrissy, one of the things, too, is sometimes you got to make moves and you find out about somebody that I think is better than maybe what you thought when you brought him in, and that would be Brandon Boston. You know, okay, third-year guy from Kentucky, okay, you know, kind of gets cut in one of these little salary cap-type situations, and he's open to you, and you're able to bring him in. Brandon's really played some good basketball for the Pelicans. And I guess, you know, you didn't think he'd have this big of a role, but he has been better than I think anyone could have imagined when they signed him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And he's another guy that I would say is hungry, because right now he's getting minutes because you do have hurt players. And so this is his chance. This could be his last chance to show I deserve time on the court. And so that hunger does fuel you. You know, there's no complacency there. And that's what you're seeing with him. And he's fighting for every loose ball, and he's making good decisions out there. So he's definitely proving himself to be another one of those guys that could be an off the bench. Clearly, we're using him plenty right now as we need him.
Chrissy, appreciate your time. Tell us what you got going on the website, onthenow.com, and the podcast you're putting out there, too.
Yeah, so I'm part of Be in the Know group, and we're just a local group of people who have some background in covering sports and, you know, love our local team. So we just want to highlight it as much as we can. And then I've got a podcast called State of the Pels, and it's just, we try to keep it positive and upbeat, even when we've only got 5 wins. But, you know, it makes the season go by a little bit easier, even when you're struggling.
Chrissy, you got a hell of a job on your hands to try to make it positive, but I get it. You got to do what you got to do, but I understand it. And it's just, think about all the hype before this season and how quickly it all came apart.
There was a ton of hope for sure.
Yeah, because everybody was, man, I can't wait till the Pelicans get on the court. And when the trade came down with Murray, I think that was really the big thing. Man, maybe we got something here that can take us into the playoffs and not be in the play-in tournament. Now, you're basically talking about maybe you a lottery pick team, to be honest with you.
I know. Unfortunately, that is what it's looking like at this point. Unless they do something miraculous, and anything's possible in the NBA, so you never know. But yeah, you know, hopefully good things are headed the Pelicans' way.
Appreciate the time, Chrissy. Everybody check out InTheKnow.com for more of her and everyone's work there. So talk to you soon, Chrissy. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Thanks, guys.
That was podcaster and writer for TheKnow.com, Chrissy Smith, joining us there, breaking down the Pelicans. They will play the Houston Rockets tonight in the Smoothie King Center, a 7 o'clock tip-off you can hear on 870 AM. And then the Birds got to turn around. They got a back-to-back at home and get the Memphis Grizzlies tomorrow.
It don't get any easier, no. Right? They go from the Rockets to the Grizzlies. And, man, the Rockets, you know, you thought before the season, but I told you, you know, 30 games into the season or 30th game, you're 20-9. Man, Houston has really played some good basketball.